power.
I can hear myself.
Our power.
All right.
Power.
That's another show.
What?
The Power Hour.
Oh, is it?
That's that other dude's show. The pop culture.
Oh.
I don't know, man. It's like,
I don't like this. And yeah.
I don't want to talk shit about them. Maybe they listen.
They need better microphones. Right. Spend $40.
I mean,
your problem is fixed.
I don't think these were even that much, but
I think they're $40 now.
Okay.
The new version of them is $40 with the fucking gooseneck.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was what I think they were like $30 when I bought them. Yep. But welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. I'm Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
Hardcore Catholic.
Nope.
Colin, nope. See, I think the thing is, I know I was talking about this all off air, but I think the thing is, you got one guy on one side trying desperately to turn you into a Catholic, but I'm here to keep you grounded and remind you how ridiculous that
is. You're the fucking yin to his yang?
Yeah. So you're just our tug of war for your soul.
Ah, shit.
How's it going, buddy?
That's going all right.
Going
all right.
Look, I hear you watched. Look, I don't care about anything else. I think I wrote things down.
I only watched one of them.
That's fine. Which one did you watch? Let me fill in the audience because we're just like in the middle of fucking a conversation here.
Sure.
So King Kong versus Godzilla came out. We talked about it last time we recorded a couple weeks ago.
It was awesome. Saw a lot of fucking negative feedback about it. I'm like, what did you fucking think you were getting out of this?
Yeah,
like
I don't understand. Fucking
an Oscar nominated fucking movie.
Right.
What? It's fucking two giant monsters punching each other.
Also, if you've seen the original, it was dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. I don't understand the negative feedback for it. But
I think people just want to hate fun.
Yeah. I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
So I sent Colin home with a couple of the...
Were those the 80s?
Those were the 2000s.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's as good as the special effects get in those movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's...
Well, except for Shin Godzilla, which came out in 2016 and is just a masterpiece. But... Which I'll let you borrow if you want to watch that. It is a very different movie, though.
Really?
Shin Godzilla is basically a remake of the original Godzilla, so it's an actual horror movie and a disaster movie, and not a campy monsters punching. It's just Godzilla destroying Tokyo.
Hmm. Interesting.
But it's bonkers. So which one did you watch?
I watched the one with Mechagodzilla.
So it was called Godzilla Against Mechagodzilla.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah?
I mean, the if you can... Kinda.
Of the Millennium films, the two I lent you are probably the best. So they're divided into series. I can't remember what the original is called. The Toa? That's right, but Showa. The Showa era is like the first 15 from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then the ones from the 80s are called the Heisei, and those are in the 80s and 90s.
Those are like based on their emperor or whatever at the time.
And then the Millennium is Godzilla 2000 through Godzilla Final Wars, which I don't know if you would want to watch or not.
Yeah.
Let me know how much you like other Godzilla movies, and then I'll drop Final Wars on you, because it's real goofy.
Yes. I mean, if you like watching, what was that one fucking show that they used to replay on Sci-Fi? With the fucking, the puppeteers. Like, they got the little fucking, the puppets moving around. That's kind of what that reminded me of.
Oh, I know what you're talking,
Same sort of effect. What the fuck is the name of that show?
Thunderhawks.
Yeah, I think
is that right?
Something like that.
God, my dad would be pissed at me for not knowing he loved that show as a kid.
Yeah. The effects remind me of that.
Yeah.
I mean, a little more cleaned up, but... It's still very obvious that it's just miniatures and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guys in suits. You know what's fucked up is I actually think some of the shit from the 70s, the miniatures were like... looked less like miniatures. Maybe it's just because the film was grainier and shittier and everything was a little dirtier.
Well, it makes me wonder. It's like... So you watch that and then you watch like... a lot of the Star Trek stuff.
Yeah.
Where they, I know they did, there was less of it.
Yeah.
But like, couldn't they have like maybe taken some cues from.
Here's my theory on why Star Trek miniatures and Star Wars miniatures look better. You know exactly what a Ford pickup truck looks like.
Yeah.
So when you see a tiny Ford pickup truck, you recognize the incongruities in it.
Okay.
You've never seen a Starship Enterprise. So.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just a theory I'm working on right now since you brought it up. No,
you know what? I think I disagree.
Yeah.
And the reason is I've seen people make like miniature cityscapes.
You're
in
right.
The country that look fucking stunningly real.
But.
It's all about the perspective of how it's captured on film.
You might be right about all that, but also the level of time that goes into making that detail.
No, I understand that.
Isn't worth it to just have a guy in a rubber suit kick it.
I mean, it's kind of worth it. It'd be worth it to me.
I don't know.
It'd make those a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah. I don't know.
The rubber suit doesn't bother me.
Yeah, the rubber suit. Dude,
they look fine.
The Godzilla in that one is pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Like he's like alligator-ish. Mm-hmm. I like that Godzilla.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy the movie, though?
Yeah, it was fine.
Would you watch more?
Yeah, as long as they're not worse than that.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we started in the wrong direction then.
I think we might have.
So that was your foray into Godzilla. No, that's about par for the course, probably. Some were actually better than that. Like, I think some of the ones in the 70s especially, like, I think Godzilla versus Mothra is really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would watch the original Godzilla and let me know what you think of that. The first, like, most of the first 15 are on HBO Max.
Okay.
A lot of them are subtitled, though.
Yeah, no dub.
Yeah. All of the DVDs I have of the shit from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s are both subbed and dubbed, so you can choose. But the earlier shit is hit or miss because of all the original dubs are owned by one licensor.
Mm.
And the movies are now like licensed to another studio, so they don't have access to the dubs, and they didn't redub them, they just subtitled them.
Gotcha.
So it's a whole fucking complex thing of bullshit.
Oh, that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's annoying. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Once they get to the big giant monsters in rubber suits punching each other, I think they're great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more of that.
Yeah.
Less of everything else.
I think you should watch the one with Jet Jaguar.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's Godzilla versus Megalon. It's on HBO Max, and it is dubbed, so it's all English. Watch that one. And let me know what you think of that.
Okay.
It's not good, but it's fucking... Jet Jaguar is like a... It looks kind of like a Power Ranger. It's a robot.
I've seen
that
pictures.
Reprograms itself to grow giant. It's never explained how. He grows big Godzilla-sized. He's just a human-sized robot.
Doesn't matter.
And he gets Godzilla-sized, and the scientist who created him is like, well, he must have reprogrammed himself to grow. That's it. That's all you need. Then him and Godzilla shake hands.
That's how it works.
It's awesome.
Huh.
It's so dumb.
It sounds dumb. Perfect.
Yeah. They're all that bad, though.
Okay. Just,
I mean, the very first one is a good movie, but it's a very different movie. And then Shin Godzilla is a very good movie, but also a very different movie because everything in between is just rubber suit fights.
Yeah.
Everything in between is bad professional wrestling.
Okay.
Which is probably why I like it.
That is probably why you like it. Yeah. I saw a video yesterday of some kid dropping, like a 6-year-old kid dropping a promo on Hulk Hogan at some autograph signing.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's cute.
Hulk Hogan makes me sad.
Yeah, why?
Because I just want to be like, it's Hulk Hogan. Everybody loves Hulk Hogan. He's a hero.
No.
But you kind of can't.
Said the word.
Because... And he didn't just say the word.
I know.
Like, he went on a rant.
He did.
He went on
a Mel Gibson-esque rant.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like...
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, you can apologize and maybe even mean it. I don't, you know. But you can never... You can never be that hero again.
Yeah.
You can never be the fucking unquestionable moral center of the universe again.
Well, he doesn't have to be. He could just be Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
The remainder of his days.
That's not what I want.
That's how a lot of people know him, though.
Yeah, my buddy Andy, who was over for WrestleMania.
He knows him.
He's like, I didn't know Hulk Hogan was ever a good guy until way later. I'm like, wow. Jesus, man.
You missed out.
Like, come on. The NWO thing doesn't mean anything if it wasn't for the fact that he was the perpetual good guy. Yeah,
he was the John Cena of his era.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Everybody loved him. It wasn't half and half.
Yeah, there was nobody who didn't love Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
He was an icon. So I got some shit to talk about this week.
Okay.
I was walking down my stairs to go to work the other day.
Yeah.
In my socks. Uh-huh. Walking down my front stairs, which are like polished wood.
Do, do, do. Yeah.
My foot just whoop right out from under me. And I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. And I hung there in the air for like 2 minutes thinking about it.
Yeah.
As you do.
Feels like somebody's holding you there.
Yeah.
We're going to drop you eventually.
Just kind of looking around like, well, this is going to be real bad. Fortunately, I just came straight down on my ass on the bottom step.
Oh, good.
And surprisingly didn't get hurt too bad. Walked it off in a few minutes. I was all right. But since then, I've got these rubber-soled slippers.
Mm-hmm.
And now I wear them to the front door and change into my shoes and leave them on my shoe rack. Like Mr. fucking Rogers.
Yeah.
Every day now.
Nice.
I wear rubber-soled non-slip slippers down to get my shoes. And then when I get home, I change out of my shoes into my slippers. Singing It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Just need to get a little house sweater.
Yeah, but you don't want anybody to be your neighbor.
I don't, but I also don't want to fall down the stairs. So I change in and out of my slippers to get in and out of my house now. Like I'm fucking like a traditional Japanese boy.
Okay.
So that's my life now. That's where I've gotten to in my elderly age is I have to wear slippers to the door. Because I'm fucking decrepit.
Yeah.
I finished the video game Control.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a third person shooter from the studio What Made Alan Wake. I've talked about it a few times, I think. It's just a game where it's like all you're like a federal bureau investigating paranormal objects and shit like that. That game was super fun all the way through.
Hmm.
Fun boss fight at the end. Good times. I'm going back and redoing some side quests I hadn't done just because like the building you're in is so fun to explore and learn about. And there's like fucking files all over about just random shit. Just world-building shit, and it's all super entertaining.
Okay.
So if you play video games, play Control. Oh, now who's professional?
You know.
Now who's the fuck up? You are. Oh, and you're replying live on air. Oh, my God. Jesus. Christ.
I discovered damage to a door in my house,
yeah.
And I'm upset about it. Because I'm a fucking old homeowner.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It looked like somebody had... So, you know how doors sometimes have those little rubber stoppers? So, like, they stop on the door frame?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like somebody angrily opened it.
Uh-oh.
And just fucking right through it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm you gotta push hard.
Yeah, they really punched right into it.
So, I sent that picture to Dory. I'm like, so, who broke the closet door?
Uh-huh.
Then she asks which one, and I'm like, the only one with hinges. The other ones are sliding.
That means it was her.
It was her or her kid.
Well, obviously.
I would say more her kid.
Yeah. Does she know closet doors are fucking expensive?
Because they're all custom sized?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've bought a lot of doors for your house yet, Colin.
No, we haven't.
Get ready to fucking bend over and take it, because doors are fucking expensive.
I'm going to try to patch it with ramen noodles. We'll see how it works.
I mean, if you're gonna go that route, just repaint the door. But yeah, that sucks.
What?
No, I get it.
Yeah. So
you know what the trick is, Colin? Just
live alone.
Well, barring that, just kick some more holes in the walls and deal with the fact that this is your life now, holes in the walls because you have a kid.
No, it's coming out of that kid's hide.
Just let the house fall apart. Just do what I did. Cut a hole in your ceiling.
Coming out of that kid's hide.
And then just be like, all right, there's a hole in the ceiling. Now the rest of the house can fall down around me. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like when you buy a new car, like you're all, and then it gets the first scratch on it. And then after that, you're like, well, this car is just a fucking pile of shit now. Yep. I'm not even ever getting the oil changed again. Who cares? Who cares about it?
Fuck. Yeah.
Just gonna drive around on bald tires now because it's all fucking ruined. I can't own anything worth anything. It's all ruined. That's your life now.
Awesome.
I've been listening to a new podcast.
Yeah.
Called Who Are These Podcasts?
Yeah. I've listened to an episode or two here and there.
I'm gonna keep talking about Who Are These Podcasts until somebody sends him clips of it because he always talks about people who talk about him.
Really?
I want to get on his show. I want him to listen to this show and just fucking mercilessly shit on us because we're bad at this. Mm-hmm. And I want him to tell everybody how bad we are.
So they listen to it?
I don't care.
Because inevitably they listen to it. You know what? I was looking at some of our analytics.
Yeah?
We get a lot more listens than I thought.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You finally figured out how to look at analytics? It's been fucking 6 years and you finally figured out how to check the analytics.
Well, since I redid the website, we've had it.
All right.
But, like, it would show me, like... hold on, let me go find this picture so I can read it off to you.
This is the kind of shit that's going to get clipped on there. He's going to be like, and then he doesn't edit. He could have edited all this out. Instead, he just addresses it, and then there's like 10 seconds of dead air and whistling while a motherfucker just Googles on his phone.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fix any of this because I don't give a shit. Nobody listens to this.
I don't give a shit either. That's stupid to give a shit. Why would you give a shit? Oh, here it is. Let's see. Listens last week, 214 total listens.
Holy shit, really?
Well, this was, what week was this?
Any week, that's fucking shocking to me.
Yeah, throughout the whole week of, like, the last week of March into, it's the last week of March. Listens this week, 91. Listens today, 12.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then I'm looking at different episodes, like... We had one that fucking...
It was probably the one with Andy on it, because he was advertising it to people.
Yeah, we had one with 84 listens.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're
another
one of the...
Another one with 72 listens.
You're drifting out of your microphone, by the way.
Another one with 72 listens.
Goddamn.
But yeah. So, time to monetize.
Yeah. We got... Hey, Blue Chew, hit us up. We got 70 listeners. We can sell at least one boner pill.
Right. Wait, is that what that is? I've never even
Blue
heard
Chew?
Of it.
Never yeah, it's it. It's literally fucking chewable Viagra.
Oh.
That you don't really need a prescription for. You just kind of call their pretend doctor and he interviews you over the internet. And he's like, oh, you want a boner? I got some boners.
Sweet.
And he sends you boner pills.
That sounds safe.
I mean, the guy plays a doctor on the internet. Yeah, I'm sure he knows what he's
safe.
Talking about.
Sounds safe.
I want to try out some boner pills.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Be fun.
I guess. If you're doing some regular boning.
Just for jerking off.
Oh, that sounds fucking
just
stupid.
Want it to last as long as possible.
Jesus, no you don't.
Oh, man.
So I've lived with a bidet for a week.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm going to put one in the other bathroom.
Of course you are.
Because why don't we have these everywhere? Why is Japan so much superior to us?
Well, they shit on the floor, so let's not go crazy
Japan?
About that. Yeah.
No.
Have you played Shenmue?
Yeah.
Go into the bathroom of Ryo Hazuki's house in Shenmue.
Uh-huh.
It's in the floor.
Uh-huh.
Because Japanese toilets are like Chinese toilets. They're in the floor.
Not all of them.
Yeah, not if you're at a fucking hotel designed for tourists from the West.
But I don't care if they shit in the floor or not. They have bidets.
Yes. Bidets are the... The fact that they aren't standard here is insane to me after using one, and I'm trying to convince everybody to get them now.
Yeah.
They'll change your life.
Oh, it's going to be great when the next toilet paper shortage hits.
Yeah. I'm like, who cares?
Right.
I've just got this fucking hose in my ass.
Got this hose and this fucking rag that I
yeah
have to
just dry off.
It's gross.
I mean, yeah, if you wash it out good enough, it's fine.
It takes a little while.
Sometimes.
I was looking at some of the heated ones.
Yeah.
They get expensive.
Yeah. And it's not necessary, I don't think.
I don't think it is either.
Like, one time when it was like fucking like negative 20 outside, it was a little chilly.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you don't really notice it.
Yeah.
And I'm betting, I kind of really want to get a hold of some really hot peppers and like just have a real spicy burrito. You know, get one of those real, like, when you're shitting back out and it hurts.
Uh-huh.
Shits. Just to rinse it all out. Like, oh, man, this is refreshing. This is the best. I can eat shitty food. I can eat fucking spicy curry now.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect. That's what they want to know.
Yeah.
You big into spicy curries?
No, but I'm big into, you know, having a clean ass when I get off the toilet.
There's facts.
You know what the best part about it is, Colin?
Hmm.
You don't have to do like those where you're like, I don't know, 3 hours into your day.
Oh, yeah.
Your asshole just starts itching like, and you got to go do a rewipe.
Yep. Yep, you don't. You sure don't.
None of that shit. Literally, none of the shit.
Yep.
Rinses it right out.
It's pretty nice.
It's fucking
toilet
the best.
Paper's very inefficient.
Yeah, toilet paper is stupid, and I don't know why this has been the standard here for years. Mm-hmm. And
probably because some company invented it, and we're like, we're going to fucking dupe these idiots into using paper that just gets fucking thrown into the sewers.
Yeah.
Idiots.
So dumb.
It's gross, too.
Yes.
It's extra gross.
Right.
And it's like just holds on to all your poop.
I'm glad you're on my side here now.
I mean, I always wanted to. Just never, you know.
Well, I'm glad I took the plunge and convinced you to take the plunge.
Yeah.
I'm having such a positive influence on your life, getting you out of the Catholic Church, getting you onto a bidet.
So I'm going to have to put one upstairs because they started just using my your bathroom.
Fucking assholes.
I mean,
like, hey, this is not for the kids. This is not a toy.
Like, the first day we got it, her daughter was like, you need to put one of those upstairs. Like, okay. Yeah.
I mean, how much did you pay for it? I think mine was
40.
Mine was like 35 or 40 on Amazon.
You know, there is
pressure control.
There is one problem with it.
What's that?
When you're taking a piss, splatter gets on them controls.
Oh yeah. I mean,
which is annoying.
Yeah, but I always have a thing of fucking disinfectant bleach wipes in my bathroom next to my toilet anyway.
But it's just a nuisance, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I could put like some kind of
guard over it.
Guard or something. I'd have to clean that though.
Yeah. So, well, you just get like one of those like flip up things, like you're fucking going to launch a nuke.
Oh, like the plastic covers?
Yeah. And then like two keys into the wall next to it, you got to turn simultaneously, and then it uncovers the buttons.
Sure. I also thought about looking at so they have heated ones that actually have like a heating element inside of them.
Yeah.
Those ones are like $300 to $500.
That's insane.
Fucking expensive.
That's
they have other ones where you can just hook a hot water hose up to.
Right.
And I assume just melt your asshole on accident.
All right, people are just going to be mowing the lawn. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. I'm gonna look at those and see what the reviews are.
Yeah.
Because, like, the really expensive ones with the heaters, like, I'm seeing fucking reviews. People are like, the hinges broke on it. I'm like, well, that's fucking dog shit.
Well, if you're talking about spending that much money, like, in the multiple hundreds, just buy a toilet with a built-in bidet. Because then you can get real fucking fancy with it.
Yeah. Those are probably really expensive.
Yeah, probably. But if we're already talking $400 or $500, what's $600 or $700 to have a whole fucking fancy ass toilet?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I have to transplant the one from downstairs and put that.
Yes, you're welcome.
Put that in the basement.
You are welcome, sir.
I won't do that. That's too much money for a fucking toilet.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when you can do everything you need to do for $40.
Right. Right. So, but I mean, they make ones with air dryers in them.
You don't even need toilet paper. Oh my God. Okay.
Yes.
You just changed the game again.
Yeah. That's kind of the thing. I'm like, ooh, that's fucking cool.
This has been our podcast on shitting. We need to get sponsored by a bidet.
The bidet neighbors.
There is one. Who's that? Fuck. That's we need to get to sponsor us. There's like this fucking bidet company that sponsors podcasts now called like, I don't know, Happy Bidet or something.
Do they fucking give them away to...
Well, I can't fucking review a product I don't have in my house, can I?
True, you cannot.
So if that Tushy, whatever they're called, company wants to sponsor us, send me a fucking bidet.
I'm going to look at that and see what...
They're very expensive.
No, I'm going to look at the... looking at sponsors. How do you get into that?
I bet you have to have more than... zero listeners.
We do.
You have to have more than 200 pretend listeners. You have to have more than...
No, that's horseshit. Because that's how some of these fucking things, these people, like, fucking... It's all about that fucking...
Yeah, but it's thousands. Probably tens of thousands. Maybe. There's no return on investment for, like...
Maybe.
You're talking... Even if you manage to 1% pay pig your audience, that's two people who will ever buy the product.
Yeah.
So they'll give us our 0% fucking cut of two people. We're not.
I don't know.
We need to be way bigger before we start getting ads.
Well, maybe we need to get smaller ads.
All right. If local people want to advertise on here.
Absolutely.
Speaking of advertising.
And we've given enough free advertisement to Pop Culture Exchange.
That's true. I do think Candy owes me a little bit of at least a free action figure. Sir. But I
doubt...
That's
what your payment is from them, is action figures.
I mean, that's what I'm going to spend the money on anyway, so why fucking just cut out the middleman? Why fuck around with money when I'm just like, this Godzilla's nice. Have a nice day. Shit, I was going to say something and I forgot completely. God damn it. You threw me off with the advertising. Oh. Sorry. So me and Ben are getting into business, I think.
Yeah.
We're getting into the custom Xboxes business.
Why are you getting into the custom 20-year-old consoles business?
Because the parts are about $100 and they sell on eBay for about $600 or $700.
For what?
He puts in HDMI ports and some other shit and then I do a custom paint job on them.
Yeah.
Because it took me an afternoon to do that fucking dope-ass looking lightning Xbox I made for him, and they're selling on eBay for hundreds of dollars. Because they're a great... I think the big seller for OG Xboxes is they're a really, really good emulation box for older consoles.
Yeah, there's better, though. Like, the Wii U is a better emulation box for old Wii U's consoles.
Are expensive.
They're not. They're $100.
No. Well, I don't know, man.
They're $100 with a cool fucking touchpad controller.
Hey, asshole. You're the one who sold a reel-to-reel for fucking $600 or something, so...
it's a little bit different. And
yeah, that's useless. That is zero function. No use. None at all. At
what
least
are
mine,
you talking about? It has plenty of use.
Not one single use.
It has really cool use. It looks sweet sitting on your cabinet.
So does a custom painted original Xbox.
It looked terrible.
That looked awesome. Did you see the pictures I posted of it?
Yeah,
it looked fucking awesome.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yes, I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of that work.
Yeah, I'm going to criticize it.
Yeah, because you're jealous.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're jealous.
I don't think that's what it is.
You're fucking jealous because my custom Xbox business is going to be bigger than your custom stereo equipment business.
Is it?
No.
Are you sure about this? Because,
No, I don't care about any of that. Look, I'm not even planning on making money off of it. The goal is if we flip one or two of these things, we can buy a really nice fucking resin printer, like a 3D printer. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about. So I'm going to do all these paint jobs basically for free on the hope that we can actually fucking flip a couple of them and buy a resin printer.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Also, I think I should start custom painting people's video game consoles for them. Because I could probably charge a couple $100 to do some lightning bolts. And it did not... It was... I mean, it took me a little effort. Don't get me wrong. I had to redo a couple things. But it's something I think I could pull off.
I'm still stunned people are paying that kind of money for a fucking original Xbox.
So am I. I don't know shit, man.
Jesus
People
Christ.
Are crazy.
People are stupid.
People are stupid. Really people buy fucking reel-to-reel players in this year of our Lord 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
What do I know? I still think we should have done the only ever podcast episode on a reel-to-reel and sold it for $200.
I know.
just for the novelty.
Yeah, but I know that I'm the only fucking listener of ours that would have had the capability of playing it back.
Well,
that's the problem with
that's
that.
That's what makes it so fucking...
We can do an episode on cassette.
You're like, everybody's done that. You'd be like that guy who owns the only copy of that Wu-Tang album.
I'll do a cassette. I'll do a fucking episode on mini disc.
That's probably been done too. I think that's how podcasts originally came out. They were just on mini disc. Nobody could afford an iPod in the fucking in the early 2000s.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's like the fucking the custom iPods I fucking have been kind of making here and there with the flash memory in it.
Right.
I mean, those motherfuckers sell them for stupid money.
See how much they sell with some lightning bolts on them, Colin. I'll hook you up.
I have one that I made. It's all purple.
Yeah.
It's fucking sweet. 256 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Fucking huge.
Well, if you want some lightning bolts on one.
I don't.
Let me know.
I mean, well, I might. Not on that
one. If you can get an extra fucking 50 or 100 bucks for some lightning bolts,
let me know. I doubt I could.
You'd be surprised how much people pay for dumb shit.
I know.
People like custom. It's not just lightning bolts, Colin. It's a one-of-a-kind design.
Yeah.
There's no, it's fucking unique.
Uh-huh.
Unique, Colin. That's where the money is. How like is NFTs. Unique.
Oh, yeah. NFTs make sense to me.
There you go. Nobody else could possibly see that fucking gif of Shaq dunking or whatever. It's unique.
Yeah, but if you own it.
Yeah.
You own that gif of Shaq dunking.
Right. And you own this fucking one-of-a-kind unique lightning bolts iPod.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's way cooler. It's useful.
Nah, it's not.
You can show it off to your friends.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
This is the most meandering and fucking nonsense episode we've ever recorded.
Hope you guys make $2.
I just hope we make enough to buy one single resin photon printer.
Connor bought a resin printer.
Did he?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, I'm a bad influence on that kid. Yeah. Was it an actual, like a UV one?
Yeah.
Or was it like the fucking extruders?
No, it's a resin printer.
I have to talk to him.
He's got that, a separate thing to like
the wash and cure
wash
station.
Into it. Yeah.
Yep, you got to.
You
got to have all the accessories, Colin.
He fucking built it into this little cabinet that he had in the basement and put a fan at the top of it.
Well, yeah, you got to vent that shit
outside
because that shit is toxic as fuck.
Yeah,
turns out. Which is part of the reason, like, if I get one, I'll have to put it in the garage. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you got anything else? You watch anything? You do anything?
Just been watching fucking dumb shit on TV.
Yeah.
A lot of Impractical Jokers.
God, that show's funny.
Show on Acorn. Acorn's all British television.
Right.
Then I've been grinding, trying to fucking get everything done in Bloodstained. I've still not beaten it. I've like got a boss to go.
That's funny.
And I'm just like, no, I got to do all these quests. I have all these quests here.
I get it.
I got to make all these food recipes for this lady so she can give me things I don't actually fucking need
at this
point.
Yeah, that you'll never use. Just got to tick off all them boxes.
Fuck, I hate it. I hate it.
It's funny. I need to get that game. Maybe that's what I'll play next.
Apparently that was a sequel. There was a prequel to it.
Kind of.
Was it like PC only or something?
I think it came out on other things, but it was basically like one of the Kickstarter goals was like this fucking... It's almost a test version of the game, but it's all like NES. It looks like Castlevania 1.
Oh.
So it was designed to look like an NES game.
I gotcha.
And play like an NES game. I've heard it was very good, but it's not... Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing. It came out like a year before.
Okay. Get it. Yeah, it's like fucking 20 or 30 bucks usually.
I did play another game, actually.
What?
I tried playing Jonathan Blow's Witness, The Witness.
None of that makes any sense to me.
Okay. You know...
I don't know who Jonathan Blow is.
He made that fucking time-travel-y side-scrolling game years ago that was real popular. It's kind of what started the popularity of Xbox Live Arcade that I can't even remember the name of. It doesn't matter.
Was it Trials HD?
No. No. Jonathan Blow's this really, really full of his own fucking... He's high on his own shit? High on his own shit fucking hoity-toity indie developer.
Okay.
Who's made two fucking games, and he's very, very fucking proud of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the game is stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
So The Witness is just a series of... maze puzzles, basically. So, like, you're in this big environment, a big island, and all around there's, like, these little monitors, like these little computer terminals. You walk up to them, and it's just, like, looks like a 9x9 grid or a 3x3 grid or sometimes less.
Sure.
And there's a start and an end, and you trace along the lines of the grid to get to the exit. But sometimes the pattern is like, oh, you got to go through, you got to separate, there'll be colors inside the grid squares. You got to separate the colors. Or sometimes there'll be something in the environment that'll show you the pattern that you have to draw on the grid maze to get to solve it.
Okay.
And then you'll do one and it'll unlock the next one in a chain until you get through a whole chain. And then you just walk around the island finding these and doing them. And that's it. There's nothing to it. There's no reason for the island to exist other than sometimes there's, like, you know, visual cues as to what you have to do to solve it. But, like, some of them are just obtuse as shit. Like, not in a fun way to figure out. They're just like, oh, there's just nothing around here explaining how you're supposed to solve this one. You just got to kind of beat your head against it till you figure out what it wants you to do. And I don't understand. It's fucking boring. And then there's nothing. Like, you don't get anything when you complete an area. Like, you just go do more puzzles. Like, I'd rather just fucking play Sudoku on a Sudoku app. It's fucking dumb. I don't know. I don't get it. So I fucked around with that doing, because some of the puzzles are kind of fun. So I fucked around doing maze puzzles for a couple hours. And then when I realized that there was no point to any of it, I'm like, all right, I'm never going to play this fucking game again. And that was The Witness.
Oh, sounds fun.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay.
Do not recommend. And it's definitely not. It's like a fucking $30 or $40 game. I don't understand how he thinks it's worth that much, because it's garbage. It's garbage, Colin.
Poop from a butt.
Poop from a butt.
That wasn't washed with a bidet.
Man, everybody should get a bidet. Everybody should get a bidet.
A blade?
Fuck. Yeah, don't tell me any of his games. Just tell me where he went to fucking college, because that's the part people care about. Oh my god, Braid. Braid was the first game he made. Did you ever play Braid?
I tried. It was...
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, it got way hyped, and I didn't really understand it.
Yep, and that's The Witness, too. You just reviewed Jonathan Blow's entire career. It got way hyped, and I don't get it.
Yeah, he sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
All right. It's been 2 weeks. I hope we watched WrestleMania last weekend. There's that.
Yeah, I was surprised you and Andy didn't do an episode on that.
Andy prepares for his episodes.
Yeah, you couldn't just talk about...
No, Andy prepares for his episodes.
Yeah.
He doesn't just sit down and talk. That motherfucker, like, has a list, talking points, preparation.
Well, that's what he was supposed to be doing during WrestleMania.
He didn't take notes.
Oh, well, then he sucks.
Yeah, I mean, if I'd have told him to take notes during wrestling so he could have talked about it, he would have, but I didn't. But no, he prepared, like, he doesn't do what we do, which is bad. He, like, sits down and takes notes and takes it seriously, so he's not just a fucking stumbling idiot Googling shit on his phone and saying,
whatever.
Like, two fucking fat retards we are.
Whatever.
Two specially able folks that we are.
Whatever.
We have two good episodes of this podcast, Colin. You're not on either of them, sorry. And I'm just there to facilitate
him. I fucking disagree.
Yeah.
Some of our early shit was good, because I used to fucking prepare.
You can tell it. Go back and listen to it and tell me if it's good.
I'm going to, but we can't post it.
First 20 or so are on YouTube still. Go pick any one of those episodes and try to listen to it.
Yeah.
Try to listen to our audio quality. That's like this. Or like this!
All good. Well, we were using fucking Rock Band mics for like the first 5 and then a Yeti for the next 15.
Yeah, and then we didn't start using Levelator till like episode 50.
That sounds like your fault, so.
Well, I didn't see you making any suggestions on us not sounding like shit, idiot.
I didn't have any.
What is this? Dude, you got anything else? Or is this just going to be a short-ass episode?
I mean, I got some...
Let's hear your politics.
Okay. So, you know, that guy got killed.
Okay.
Well, I've noticed a trend, a lot of memes and stuff going around about the Derek Chauvin trial.
Yeah.
Guy who was, you know, had his knee on George Floyd's neck.
Right.
And keep seeing this, like, it's crazy that we're having a trial to find out if a man is guilty after all of us watched him murder a man. I'm like, it's almost like this entire country's, like, the entire foundation of this country, our legal system, is based on innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And then their fucking comeback to it is like, well, he didn't get his, George Floyd didn't get his court of law. I'm like, yeah, that's why this guy is in court.
Right.
Jesus fucking. So like, because you, he killed a guy.
Yeah.
You think he should just be murdered?
I mean, I do think he should be murdered, but after his trial.
Fine. That's fine. But.
Yeah.
It's fucking like. You understand. I know people fucking think the slippery slope is like a, like, oh, that's not a real argument.
Right.
That's a very fucking real argument.
Yeah.
And it's...
So these people's argument is that they don't want trials. They just want the police to execute guilty people.
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then why is he on trial? Because he did what you want him to do?
Well, no, it's not that simple.
Oh, then maybe we should have some kind of like system to determine the...
We do!
Oh.
It's called our judicial system.
Perfect.
It's not great. It doesn't fucking work correctly all the time, but it's better than fucking just having vigilantes out there deciding fucking being judge, jury, and executioner.
Now I feel like you're attacking me because we're sitting in a room full of Batmans.
He's not an executioner.
All right, that's fair.
So, boom, he sends people to fucking jail.
Well, yeah. Mostly just to Arkham Asylum, which is kind of...
Or that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Which we need more asylums.
Well, that would solve a lot of our problems.
But, yeah, I just... The lack of fucking thinking that I've experienced recently on, I don't know, the internet is stunning. And that's saying something, because the last 6 years we've just talked mostly about that.
Yeah.
People not thinking. And it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Just explain to them the irony of, like, oh, so you think he should be killed without a trial, which is exactly what he did.
I'm trying.
Just tell them that. Be like, oh, so you
police brutality.
Well, which is what you want to happen to him, is police brutality.
No, they want mob brutality.
Well, how's that different?
Because the mob's not the police.
Oh.
The mob is more just in them watching videos and reading Slate articles gives them an air of superiority and authority.
Tell that to the kids who were murdered in the CHOP by the CHOP police in Seattle last year.
Yep.
Right. Got any more politics?
No, that's it.
All right.
It just doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
So.
No, it'll only ever get worse.
Unless we want to talk about Joe Biden calling the guy who won the PGA Masters that Japanese boy.
Yeah. You hear my callback earlier about a Japanese boy. I can't even remember what it was in reference to.
But. I don't either.
All right, we're just going to read our emails and get the fuck out of here then.
Okay.
Connor writes in.
Oh, God, that's 20 minutes.
No, look at this.
Oh.
Like fucking two sentences, three sentences, man. One run-on sentence. I'm a changed man, he says. Thanks to Trevor, a spritz of cold water makes all of my anal chafing, three-quarter ply toilet paper, and swamp-ass nightmares a thing of the past. Hashtag bidet master race.
Three-quarter ply, yeah. I think my mom buys pretty...
So do I.
Terrible toilet paper.
To be fair, that's all you could find for a while last year, and I haven't ran out of it
that's
yet.
That's true.
And now I'll never run out of it because I have a bidet.
Yeah.
I use like two squares of toilet paper every time just to, you know, dry up a bit.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, the entire Colin family. I'm going to start buying them for people as gifts for birthdays.
Oh my God, it's a good fucking gift.
And housewarming.
It's a really good gift.
I'm going to get my dad one for Father's Day. Yep. It's my plans going forward. Because, $40. Have some plumbing work for your gift.
Right. It's not even really plumbing. No, it's fucking out of hose.
Well, mine was tough because I had to get a different hose from the wall because it was too short. Like, it wasn't long enough to, like, bend down where it needed to without putting a bunch of unnecessary pressure on everything and causing leaks.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thing is awesome.
Right.
And our second one is from Fleer, who writes in, barbecue thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor, when you suggested Colin just go to the Oklahoma Joes in Lincoln instead of Joe KC, I got sad even though I knew you were trolling.
Well, first of all, the one in Lincoln's done. It's gone. It's lasted 6 months and it's gone. There's one in Exarban, Oklahoma Joes.
Is it any good?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like... at times might be a couple steps above Dickie's.
Yeah. So if you're going to, why not just go to Dickie's or just go to somewhere good like Texas,
Tired Texan
or that fucking drive-through place. I went to that drive-through place, by the way.
Yeah. 402 barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
That was good shit.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
I got something
ridiculous.
It's
pretty cheap too.
Something that had like macaroni and cheese in it. Some sandwich with macaroni and cheese in it. It was fucking tasty.
Next time, just get the sandwich without and get macaroni and cheese on the side.
Yeah, I will. Fuck, they're closed on Sundays, aren't they?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep.
What a stupid world.
Hey, man.
Fucking Catholics.
Sorry.
I agree that Arthur Bryant's is on par with Dickie's. I mean, it's a stated fact. You don't have to agree or disagree. It's like, you know, it's like the earth being round.
You know what? I've still not tried Arthur Bryant's or Ollie Gates. Not tried Gates Barbecue.
Have you had Dickie's?
Yes,
I've then had you've Dickie's. Had Arthur Bryant's.
Yeah.
Definitely not worth a trip to KC just for that. Oh, man. I was with Fleer when we ate there. Somewhere on the internet is a picture of a very young me and a very, very young Fleer. He had bleach blonde hair and no beard at the time, looking skinny and svelte.
Yeah.
Sitting in a Arthur Bryant's. However, they claim to have invented burnt ends, so I guess that's one thing going for them.
I mean, it's fine, but doesn't mean they still do it well.
Yep. There's actually a new place that opened up near Trevor's house. Rib Shack Smokehouse is on 108th and Q by the Taco Bell. I haven't been there yet, so I don't know if they're good or not. We should have a Loud Neighbors review.
Yes, we should.
I'm down for that. Colin, wrote a follow-up email. I forgot to mention, this new barbecue place is open Sundays.
Okay.
I guess I know what I'm doing before work.
I'm not opposed.
Sweet. This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. That's all our emails. Thank you for writing in. If you would like to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. You know, we use Outlook because we're business professionals.
Yep.
And because Colin never, ever figured out how to give us a website email address.
Because I said when I got the website.
And 6 years in,
I set it up with my name.
Yeah.
As an email address.
There's got to be a way to have a second fucking email
account. Yeah, you pay more money. I don't want to fucking pay more money for it.
You can't just change your primary one?
That I found. I'd have to call, and I just don't want to call.
I mean, it's 5 years in, and nobody writes into this email address. I doubt if we change the email address, suddenly the hundreds and hundreds of listeners we're getting a week will start flooding our email box.
Right.
But if the hundreds and hundreds of pretend listeners that we're somehow getting should write in to theloudneighbors@outlook.com and tell us why you listen, where you're from. I'm very curious about the fucking people that we don't know.
Actually listening.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, everybody who listens, I know, right? Except for, like, the only fucking outsider we've ever had is Matty Askins. And I think he just writes in to get us to buy his book, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. That's good marketing.
No, we're just idiots.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But if there's other people listening for not commercial purposes, I'm very curious about it. With that said, go buy Matt's books. I think he's got a third one coming out soon, but I know he's working on more.
Yeah. And Warren Askins, look him up on Amazon.
Yeah. Orphan's Right is one, and the other is, I can never remember the name, even though I've read it. I actually read the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. The Dead Men Are Dying Saga. I know that part.
Beyond the Spire of Navarine.
Beyond the Spire of Navarine. Thank you. Go buy his books. Yeah. I think they're both out in audiobook form now, too.
Nice.
So if you want to do that, maybe the first one's out in audiobook. Maybe not the second one yet.
Maybe I should do that. Listen to it in audiobook because I don't sit down and read books.
Yeah. I tried to record some of the audio. He asked if I wanted to do the audio, and I'm like, no, I'm a fucking mush mouth.
Fucking glue mouth.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, I can't read. So I'm like fucking Maddox over here.
All right, let's go get some barbecue.
All right.